for tape, CDs, DVDs to our publication Voices from His Excellent Glory, Declaring the Kingdom, write P.O. Box 21516, Hot Springs, Arkansas, zip 71903. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com. There are many free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. Or LHBCOnline.com. There are many free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. Thank you.
Tuesday morning, September the 29th, 1998. Feast of Tabernacles Convocation, being held at Lake Hamilton Bible Campgrounds, Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas. Paul Solman of the Dalles, Oregon, between Portland and the coast, is the speaker this morning concerning an incident that happened that brought them to the Lord, involving foreign troops and men dressed in black with machine guns that invaded their property. This morning, I didn't realize that someone was going to be here, but since he is, I want him to come now and relate to us what happened up in the Dalles. Is that right? Dalles. It's between Portland and the coast, a farming community out there. I want you to tell these gentlemen what happened about 2 years ago, just about now. Was it 4 years ago? Oh, it don't seem like it's been that long. Just seemed like it was. Anyway, I understand you live on a small farm out there, and that you raise Rottweiler dog. And that's part of how this came to be, that you guys found out what was going on through your dog.
Well,
anyway, I'll let you tell us what took place up there.
What took place, real short and sweet, is the Lord got my attention.
Oh, yeah. More people.
Yeah. This was before we knew the Lord, of course. And first of all, I'd say what a blessing it is to be here with you folks. It's just anointing on the praise and worship and the word received, just awesome. And, well, I didn't come prepared with anything. I just, yeah, basically I come here to hear more about Jesus. That's where I want to keep my eyes on. It's good to know what the enemy's doing, though. I mean, the Bible says we're to, you know the wiles of the schemes of the enemy, the devil. And sometimes I wonder, I love this government, but I hate the corruption. I mean, I found out just how corrupt it was. I was, in Oregon, we grew up with what you call a miracle ounce law, which promoted every kid that went to school to partake in drugs. No excuse. We did it. Grew up in a family that didn't know the Lord. And so drugs was a big part of my life in the 60s, 70s, 80s, early 90s. And, got up one that, what was it? It was in the summer, about middle of July, I guess. And I heard someone on my deck. And I went out to just peek out through the window, see who was there, because I raised Rottweiler dogs. And looked out there, and there was a guy in a black uniform with a machine gun on my deck. And I thought, wow, we're dead. You know, I mean, this guy come to kill us. I don't know if he's going to rob us or what. But it didn't look good. And I went in, and I had guns, but they were in another room. I didn't even want to move. So I thought, boy, it's over with. So I went in and grabbed my wife and whispered to her and told her, boy, this is going to be it. Someone's going to come in, and they're going to take us out. And it's, you know, when you live in the way we were living, that kind of thing happens sometimes, you know. And we thought, boy, this guy's just going to come in and rob us. But it's kind of unusual, a black uniform. I mean, he was black mask, black everything. And, well, needless to say, we just laid there. Didn't even call the cops. You can't call the cops when you got drugs and everything in your house. I mean, you know, what can you do? So we just laid there and thought, well, this is going to be it. And the next morning, I went out there and I thought, boy, I got 6 Rottweiler dogs around my place. How come they're not barking? What's going on here? And so I thought, well, I sent the wife to the coast, and I thought, well, I'm going to have a little battle, I guess, and I'll see what's going on. And I got my guns ready and everything, and that night, nobody in black showed up, but lights just about the color of this carpet started appearing all over my property. I mean, some of them would be this big, some of them would be huge, and then they'd go right through the walls into the house, and you couldn't see like a flashlight beam. You can see where the beam originates from and where it's going. You couldn't see anything other than the light going on the walls and on the property. And got 10 acres and we're pretty secluded. Couldn't figure it out. Well, they have technology that they can, you can go to a spy outlet store and you can buy a whistle, and that whistle will actually just knock your dog right out. He'll just stand there and won't do anything. Human ears won't hear that. I mean, you might be able to detect a certain frequency of it, but nothing in that, you know. We were getting to the point where we could hear when that whistle would go off because we were getting used to it. But if you're not used to it, they could let that off in the room and you wouldn't even hear it. I wouldn't even know. I mean, but if after so many, you're exposed to that whistle so long, you will start picking up on that frequency. But the dogs wouldn't do anything. I mean, it was amazing. But these red lights, mysterious red lights, I thought, boy, I've been taking drugs a long time, but this is unbelievable. This is far and beyond. So it's time to get rid of all this stuff, get rid of all this junk, and find out what's going on here. So my nephew Reggie, we're real close. We were working in business together at that time. And so you got to come up and see this. This is unbelievable. He come up, and they're really relieved that someone else seen it other than me. Because I thought, boy, I'm in big trouble here, you know. So Reggie spotted it. My wife seen it. And then I said, so I got a hold of all my relatives. And thank God we didn't know the Lord, but I'm from a close-knit family. And my mom and dad, I told them about it. I told my brothers and sisters about it, and they go, whoa, we got to come up there. So, and the most amazing part, and I don't understand it to this day, half of them would see those red lights, and half of them wouldn't. Now, my brothers and sisters, I'm the youngest. I was the only one involved in drug culture or anything like that. Why they would see it, some of them would and some wouldn't, I don't know. I can't tell you that to this day. I don't know what the deal was. To me, that tells me it's demonic, though. I don't know if it is or not, but to me, I believe it is. I believe as a matter of fact, I went to the sheriff after this all over, and I come to the Lord, and I told him, because I knew all the cops in town. I was, some of the things that the cops do, you know how that is. But I talked to the sheriff, and he said it was interesting because he had several troopers up there, and they were, even some of them said they seen the red lights, but they thought that possibly they come from airplanes up above. Why? I'm here to tell you there was no airplanes up above that was putting any red lights down on the ground like that. And, I mean, they'd just come right through your house. But the police, I started contacting them after other people seen this stuff. And the police specifically came after me. And I thought that was kind of weird. They wouldn't even speak to anybody. So I thought, well, this is being in the natural, it's a prime opportunity to make my $1 million, man. I'm going to take everything I got, and I'm going to get the best lawyers, the best private investigators, and I'm going to sue this government, and I'm going to make a fortune. Boy, so I thought, this is great. And I went and spent all my money on private investigators. They come up there. They seen the red lights. One of them did. One of them didn't. They seen guys in black uniforms all over my property. I said, man, you must be into drugs real heavy. That's about the only thing I could get out of them. They didn't know what to do. They said they can't even catch a guy to prove that anybody's even on my property. So how can you sue anybody if you don't even know who it is? And he said, there's nothing we can do. And the lawyer, he just took my money. He wanted to be paid in cash, though. He made sure he wanted cash, no receipts. So it was quite a deal I got involved in there. And then we started having what you call holograms show up. And I don't know if anybody knows about them. They're two laser beams that come together. They can be shot out of space, probably, out of satellites. I'm not for sure about that, but I would imagine, because we couldn't find any place where they were on my property. And you'd see tanks. You'd see everything from tanks to, I mean, just military vehicles just driving through my property. You'd go out there and you couldn't find a track. And by the way, this didn't only happen to me. This happened to my knowledge, at least, but 15, 20 people in the Gorge area that I know of. The spy outlet store was making a mint off this. Everybody was going up there buying night scopes, buying everything they could get their hands on. I bought a $2,000 night scope. It didn't do me a bit of good. I don't know what they got, but they'd shoot that thing with something. I couldn't see anything then. I don't know how they'd do it. It's amazing. But then we started hearing owls. Strangest thing. Owls all over the property. And, you know, we got a shortage on owls out our way. You know, they're an endangered species. Yeah, spotted owl. I mean, and yeah, I think they all come to my place. But we couldn't see them, we just hear them. And it was amazing because the Bible really doesn't have anything good to say about those owls. I mean, you'd hear those owls hoot, 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 hoot. But we thought it was military people doing some kind of a, you know, hooting thing or something. But there was way too many. I mean, you'd go out at night and there'd be just hundreds of them. I believe it's demons now. But my brother, I finally got to the point the cops come up and they said, you shoot one more gun on your property, you're going to go to prison. And we're just not going to put up with this anymore. We're going to take you in on, what'd they call it, some kind of mental problem or something. And I said, well, okay, no guns. So that night, my brother, well, it was during the day, next day, we walked around the property, and I said, everything I say, you go along with it. She said, okay. So I says, I've had enough of this. I'm going to go up to Portland. I'm going to get bear traps, and I'm just going to start snapping off some ankles. I said, I've had enough. He says, yeah, that's a good idea. So I took off. Well, my brother was in the service in 65, and he took a explosive class. You'd know it's called demolitions, I believe it's called. Took a class there, and this guy just showed up out of the blue, and nobody knew him. And he wouldn't, you know, they drank quite a bit, I guess, but he wouldn't drink or anything. And after the class was over, I don't know what the period of time was, the guy just disappeared. His name was Richard Conan. And that day that we was talking about the bear traps, I took off to Portland. A voice come out of the woods, and he said, I stood there and I couldn't see anything. But he says, that voice was just like it was right there. And it said, Ron, go down to Denny's restaurant in the Dells. There's an old friend who wants to talk to you. And it said it twice. And he thought, well, I'm going to go down there. So he went down there. And when he walked in, he said it was just like 30 years ago. He looked up, and there he was. He said, come over and shook hands with him, and told my brother to tell me that if I don't quit messing with them guys, National Security Agency. And my brother never heard of such a thing. Well, they just revealed, a few years ago, maybe 10 years ago, I don't know when it was, that there was such a agency. I don't know how long it was, but it was a secret agency, whatever. And he told my brother that they dropped a black box out of some kind of plane and they're looking for it. Man, we've been into this fight for 90 days. They could have found a needle on that property in that time. I mean, it was unbelievable. There was more than any black box. But we're also seeing Army planes, black choppers, white vans, white Suburbans, no license plates whatsoever. And then the ones that did have license plates had like little G on it, with a G-41 or a G-62. And so I got a hold of private investigators and attorney and tracked them down, and they couldn't find anything about them cars. There was no such cars. And, I mean, it was, we handled it pretty good until we started getting to the point where we couldn't understand a lot of this stuff, because we were seeing, we'd be sitting there and we'd look out in the woods and we'd see something there. And we'd take off running towards it, and all of a sudden you get real cold. Back of your neck, just the hair would stand up, and you just get cold. And it was just unbelievable. And it just disappeared right in front of your eyes. And we were thinking holy grams, but man, where's that cold chill coming from? What's going on here? There's something more to this. So I got a hold of my nephew, David Brogdon. By the way, my name's Paul Solomon. And got a hold of David Brogdon and my nephew, started telling him about it. He started agreeing and going, I was telling him about it. And it didn't surprise him, so I thought, man, we better pack up and go back and help David. He believes in this stuff. Everybody else I'm talking to, they're going, boy, something's wrong with this guy. But there, you know, it wasn't just a few of us. There was like 30 of us, 40 of us there that seen this. And the things that we seen were, you know, we sit around and laugh about it now. And we go to churches. We thought, well, the Lord's calling us to let people know what's going on. We go to churches and tell them some of this stuff. They didn't want us back. There was a fear that entered, and it wasn't from no fear of the Lord. It was fear from the other side. And I'll tell you what, it's not the fear you want. And the churches, there was unbelief about a lot of this stuff. They're not prepared for any of it. I mean, it's happening. It's demonic. David come out then. At that time, as a matter of fact, it was almost 4 years ago to the day, because David waited until after the feast. I think Tommy was there at the time, and they were celebrating it in Jacksonville. And the Lord told him not to. Linda, David's wife, was saying, David, you better get out there. They're in deep trouble. And he says, no, not yet. Not supposed to go yet. And the day that he got out there, we were being under attack by demons. I mean, when it would get night, dark time, at dark, there was such a darkness that would come over us. It drove us all the way to Boise, Idaho, the day before he'd come there. I mean, it was just the demons. We had a motorhome, and we'd park the motorhome, and the demons would grab that motorhome, and they would shake it on the outside. And it would be moving, and you'd go out there and you'd see the demons shaking it. We would actually see it. And it was, you know, unbelievable. But then the Lord showed us his power, because in the name of Jesus, they all fleed. That's right. In the name of Jesus. We've seen it happen. We seen them demons, and we seen them flee. And, you know, that power right there is just unbelievable. But we got to use it. I mean, boy, I mean, people don't even believe that you go to the churches and talk about the demons and things and what's going on. And with our experience back there, you talk once and, you know, they don't, it's over with. I mean, they don't really want you back. And I'm convinced that not only we under a natural attack, and it's this coincidence, it's almost a nasty word to us now, this coincidence. People say, oh, it's a coincidence. We don't want to hear that word no more. You know, we were just getting ready to leave the area in about 2 weeks. And I'll tell you, for that to happen to the area we were moving, which was northern Washington, if that would have happened up there, I kind of doubt whether I'd be here today. Because the Lord, you know, He had it set up to where the family was going to support me there through this situation. And without that support, at that point, me and my wife, I don't believe we would have survived. Because there was nobody where we were moving to. I mean, it was all the way by the Canadian border. And it was amazing what it did to our family back there. But it was also, we're praying for them, but they seen the same things as we did. Very few of them have turned to the Lord. I mean, they've seen the change that it's did to us and how that stuff just, in the name of Jesus, you know, we overcame that stuff. But they're still living in the world, still doing the junk they're doing. And we're just praying for them. And, you know, I could stand up here and talk all day about the experiences we went through, though. And, exactly right. One thing the lawyer told me, he says, I went up to Portland and I got him. And he says, I got connections in the DEA, FBI, the CIA. And he says, man, I don't know what you're into, but not a one of those connections will talk about you. And he says, I've never had that happen. And this was, and some of the local police force were also involved, but very few. Because there's a secret thing going on, and there's only a few people that are involved in the police force, in all agencies. And this one lady that I know at the courthouse asked one of the cops, hey, what's going on up there at 7 Mile? And he says, oh, a Solomon, huh? Yeah. If I told you that, I'd have to kill you. And, you know, it's definitely they're using technology, but it's also demonic force. And our government, well, all you got to do is we start doing some studying. Just look at Washington, D.C., the Masons, everything else. You start looking at that, and, boy, I'll tell you what, there ain't no hope only in Jesus. That's it. That's the only hope you have. And, boy, I'll tell you, you're not going to fight this. If you're saving guns, if you got a gun and you're using it for anything other than hunting, and you think you're going to use it for protection, forget it with these guys. I guarantee you it ain't going to work. You'd be out there, you'd be, you know, shooting at holograms if nothing else. I mean, they've got holograms. I know they've got holograms, but they've got demonic forces that puts their technology to shame. So, I didn't really come to share about this. I want to hear more about Jesus. But if anybody has any questions, you know, yes. You know, it's a Lord's plan. He lifted David Brogdon up years ago to prepare him for this. And the Lord knew it was going to happen like this. He knows everything, of course. You know, he knows everything before, long before. And he lifted David Brogdon up preparing for this. And, Boy, why it happened to me, I'll tell you what, when it comes to drug dealing or anything else, I got news for you. I wasn't living in no mansion. I was living in a double wide trailer on 10 acres on a 2,000 foot above sea level home up in between the Dalles and Hood River and on a mountain that's full of scrub oak and it was secluded, good for me to do, you know, whatever I was doing, but I wasn't making no big money. I mean, it wasn't like, I was a test, I believe. I believe I was a test, and I believe that they knew how I was. I was a friend to the cops. I knew that in order to not get in trouble doing what I was doing, you had to play both sides of the streets. I was good friends with the cops. I also was good friends with other people that I go out and make money with, you know. And I worked at the sports club, knew all the influential people in town, and it was why it happened, I don't know. I mean, I know that all the friends that I had that were attorneys and policemen, of course, they fled right away. Then when I turned to Jesus, all my other friends fled. But, yes. That's right. As a matter of fact, in the natural, they started off in the natural, and then the spiritual started. And it was, they pretty much backed off in the natural after the spiritual started, because they had us right where they wanted us. I mean, we were running around with guns trying to catch demons, and it's actually pretty comical, but it's not, because if you don't know about demons, you'll look up and you'll see, and I'll tell you, they can take on the form of any kind of person, you know, and you'll see a heat wave, and that heat wave can take on any kind of form, and you can see right through it, and you can see the person though, but they also have technology now that can do stuff like that. But the technology stuff still leaves footprints, I'm sure. The demons don't. So, because we were getting to be pretty good trackers, you know. We could tell that when we couldn't find footprints and anything like that, that we just didn't understand. The lower demons we know now are the ones that we could smell. I mean, they stunk. They stunk. And the other ones that were above in rank, we didn't know, just differentiate between the ones that we could smell that we know that were the, what do you call the grunts? Whatever. Runts. But, yes. No. Now, I pray the Lord will give me the, you know, discernment. Yeah, the dogs. I took the dogs in to have UAs done on them because they were just acting weird too, and so I took the dogs in and paid man, it costed hundreds of dollars to have them. Checked out, and they found cocaine and barbiturates in my dogs, and it was you know, the government was doing something there. They were giving them drugs, but then when I contacted the Northwest Lab again, they denied everything, which was you know, I think we talked and it was kind of amazing because this is going on everywhere, because we got on I don't know if anybody's familiar with Jack McClam. But, yeah, we talked with him, and, you know, there was 20 of us standing there looking at this stuff, talking to him, and we started getting phone calls. I gave my phone number out, and I'm sure these guys just weren't a bunch of, you know, goofy people, but they were calling up, and some of them had similar things happening to them throughout Texas, Idaho, Washington, you know, so it's and when it comes to the natural, there's also one really interesting story, too. A guy that was a military He worked down to bring in people in the military. What do you call those guys? Recruiter, yeah. He's also a reserve in the police force. One of my neighbors was having the same problem, so he come up there, and he hid behind a bush all night. And one of these guys in the black uniforms went by, and he come out, and he put one of those fancy holds on him. And he said that guy yelled out a war whoop and turned around and whipped on him like he'd never been whipped on before. And he says, boy, thank the Lord I didn't catch one of them guys. He says, you didn't know, you know, whether you don't know whether they're Americans or whether they're foreign troops, because we were seeing all kinds of foreign troops around the area at that time, too. But lots of military activity. That's exactly right. We've seen them in human form, exactly the way that vision was. When this all started, my daughter was just starting to get into Wicca in our house. And she had just entered into that, too, which also helped the enemy out. That was interesting. So, Wicca, it's witchcraft, basically. Yeah. Yes. That's right. Yep, that's exactly right. And another thing about deliverance, I got to share with you. I'd been into drugs for years and years and years and alcohol. And the day that I turned to the Lord, He delivered me from that. Just like that. I mean, I just can't believe it. My wife also delivered us from that. It was just a miracle because. I thought I'd be in a wheelchair smoking, or not a wheelchair, but a rocking chair smoking dope, you know, in my old age. And he just delivered us just like that. And that's just amazing. I mean, for something like that to happen. Yes.
Could you also see and discern on yourself?
As far as demons go, yeah. No, I don't see any. Those demons don't want nothing to do with you. They're gone. I don't know for sure. I know. I know. I certainly don't smell them boys around like I used to. I used to be able to go into a room and I mean they would be in there and you could. It was a smell like I've never smelled before. I've never smelled anything like it. I mean, it's. Yeah. Well, you know where we've seen most of the demons, a lot of them? More than any, they'd line up in the windows at night, and that's in our schools. We'd drive by a school, and we'd see the demonic forces in those schools, and they just line up there. But another thing is they would run towards us, and we'd just get scared and get real cold, but they couldn't get only so close. The Lord wasn't allowing them to come only so close, and that's it. And... because I don't know what would have happened if it was, they'd get so close and that would be it. I mean, and you try walking towards them and boom, they'd just be gone. And you'd, in the natural, if you don't know about demons, these poor folks out here that are got $1 million and I'd rather know what we know in this room than all the money in this world, because I'll tell you what, they're in trouble if they don't know the Lord when this stuff's loosened big time. The whole family tried saying, well, it was all drugs, it was all this, it was all that. As far as what's going on, it was all natural, and it wasn't though. We were seeing things, and as a matter of fact, there was one, she come up there, and we had moved out of the place. She walked around the place during the daylight, and she was with a friend, and she says, "Boy, that Paul, he's gone. I don't know what's wrong. He's gone crazy." Man, she said when she got out of the car, she set her coke down, walked all around the property, come back, locked the car up. She says, boy, there ain't nothing wrong here. We'd live up here any day. And she got in her car, and her coke was gone. And she goes, my land, what happened to my coke? And she says, she don't want to talk about it. She won't talk about it. I mean, she says, boy, this is just unbelievable what happened. And we moved out of the place. The demons drove us out before David got there. People that were there, they didn't turn to the Lord. The guy that moved into our place was drove out by demons. We moved up there, anointed the property, dedicated it to the Lord. No more demons, no more nothing. But the sad part about it is 6 weeks ago, that guy that moved in there didn't turn to the Lord. You know, we really liked the guy, nice guy. He was out in the Columbia River boating. And I just, you know, the Lord allowed Satan to take him. Took him right underwater, killed him. He good swimmer, but he's still in the thing. He's seen things that unbelievable. I mean, enough that if it don't change you, boy. But the Lord allowed it to happen, and he's gone now. And, you know, you hate to see it because all those people that were up there, they had a warning like not very many people in this world going to get warnings like that. I mean, holding anything back? Yeah, I don't go in telling everybody. I don't really like talking about my past because I'm not proud of it. When you make a living dealing drugs, you know, it's not, you grow dope for a living, you know. I don't know, but if they do what they did to me in a city, there'd be havoc like you never seen. I mean, it would just be, yeah. I'm sorry? Mm-hmm. You know, we've seen them in forms of, you know, seen green eyes out in the forest, and we'd see like heat waves, and there'd be images of people and be in black uniforms, but you'd see right through them, and some of them with just clear images, and you could they would be like like my wife, she says, I got the night scope and I looked through it. And she said, I seen pilgrims all over dancing on our property. Yeah, they were pilgrims, all right. You know, that's what they were dressed like. And I'd see them also with these weird alien-type stuff, what they call aliens. They ain't aliens. That's in the cult like you're talking about. And they're seeing demons. That's what they're seeing. So we've seen those. They got pictures. I see a young boy at the store. He's wearing a demon around his neck, calls it an alien. I go, oh, man, what are you wearing that? You know what you're doing. You know, I feel sorry for the guy. Wearing a demon, picture of a demon around his neck. And that's a big farce that our government's putting out with this alien junk. It's junk. That's what it is, demons. And they can conjure up these demons. And if you don't know the Lord and you're not into warfare, you're in trouble. And agenda. Mm-hmm. 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 They know it's the second most powerful thing there is. The Lord being the first. Yeah, that's exactly right. Yes. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Amen. Yeah. No other questions here? Oh. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Amen. I'll never forget, I called up, David told me, he says, anoint the property. And I called up my brother and I says, we got a plan. What's that? I says, go down and get as many gallons of olive oil as you can. He goes, man, he says, Paul has lost it.
It is anointed.
This is the end of this message. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home.